We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. We're going to get to who the coaches trusted yesterday, because there were some notable oddities to how the Eagles distributed playing time to players on both offense and defense. We'll get there shortly. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. By the way, if you missed it, we said this last week, Nick Sirianni used to have his press conference, the Eagles head coaches used to have their press conference every Monday at noon. It would be during our show. We loved it on Mondays, win or lose, hear the coach react, whether it was Andy, Chip, or Doug. Sirianni's doing it later in the day. That's just their thing this year, their schedule. We don't know why. So we will air every Monday at noon after the game Sirianni's interview with Angelo, which happens every Monday morning here on WIP. So noon today, Sirianni with Angelo. It's very similar, just answering a whole bunch of questions on a lot of fronts. And so you'll get to hear that today at noon, Sirianni with Angelo, how Sirianni addressed the loss yesterday. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, you're on WIP. Yo, Dennis. All right, Dennis, not quite ready to go. We go to Will in New Jersey. Will, what's up, dude?
Guys, I haven't been this impressed with a loss in a long time. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what I saw was, even compared to Atlanta, my only problem with the Atlanta win was I thought we could have put a little more pressure on the offensive line of Atlanta. This game, how many times did we line up with five guys? That was fantastic. I got to tell you, I just loved it. And the play calling on offense, I thought was great. I just felt like we should have probably gone for 3 points when we went for the seven. But I'm not going to criticize my coach because he was trying to be aggressive. I'm not going to do that.
It did hurt. I mean, not getting those 3 points hurt. Okay.
Yep. Okay. I agree. It hurt us. But, you know, when you look at the Super Bowl, when they went for that Philly special in the Super Bowl, I disagree with it. I think they should have won 3 points in the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't. But just for what it's worth, Will, even though it was a similar play, there is a difference between the one-yard line and the two-and-a-half-yard line. I mean, there was two reasons why I didn't like the call from Sirianni yesterday of choosing to go for it. Forget what the play design was. The two reasons why I did not like his decision to go for it instead of kick the field goal was, one, they were on the 2.5-yard line, not the 1-yard line. And two, because in the prior three plays, I didn't think they were really anywhere close to getting the ball in. I didn't feel confident that on fourth down, there was a likelihood they would score. That's why I was against going for it.
And I agree.
And I believe the way that Nick Sirianni looked at that was, okay, that play, we've got an individual breakdown, a guy quit on a route. This play, we got a guy falling down and a just total whiff by our right tackle. If these guys run the play the way they practiced it, they will score. I like that mentality. I would so prefer. We got a head coach who's going to be the play caller, who's going to go for it in that situation, and anyone offensively minded feels the same way. I love that he went for it. I don't love the fact that it felt like that was the first time Greg Ward was on the field. That's a real problem. That should have been a consideration.
All right, let me give you some stuff, John, because I just a short time ago got to who played yesterday and how much. And there's actually a few things that stunned me. I'm going to actually start with Greg Ward. John, I had no idea watching the game yesterday in person at the stadium or rewatching the entire game on television. I had no idea Greg Ward played 21 plays. until I saw it on a piece of paper.
It felt like he was in a lot more after that play.
Maybe
but
it was.
I don't know how much he was in before that
play.
It really felt like it was like the first time he appeared.
Well, that's how it felt to me. And I'll say this. I like Greg Ward. I respect him. He's a guy that came out of nowhere to become a guy that can play in the NFL. But I would much rather prioritize whether it's Quez Watkins or the second tight end instead of Greg Ward. I mean, I enjoyed last week seeing limited Greg Ward, and I thought better offense because you had more speed or skill out there. And the first thing I'll say playing time-wise, I was shocked to find out Greg Ward played 21 snaps. I just think it's a mistake. Now, other things. Running back distribution, pretty simple. I mean, two-thirds of the plays for Miles Sanders, one-third of the play for Kenneth Gainwell. Boston Scott, again, got no shot. So this is two games in a row. You know the running back coach, and you know Sirianni's telling him, hey, Boston, be ready. We're coming to you. We're going to get to you. We're going to need you ready. And I'm sure that's all true, but it is incredible that two games in he hasn't gotten a shot. That's their choice. John, let's get to the other receivers. So Devontae Smith, you know, is going to be out there a ton. He is.
Hey,
go ahead.
Just one second.
Sure.
When I'm looking at the PDF from the game, you know, they list the substitutions, and it's in the order that they come in.
Okay.
You know, they list the starters, then they list the substitutions. Greg Ward didn't come in until after Andre Dillard, and I believe Andre Dillard's first play
goal line
was one of those four fateful plays down there when they went tackles over to the right side. I do think that was Greg Ward's first play in the game.
Well, listen, I mean, maybe a player.
But I will check.
Maybe a player got nicked up and there's an injury factor we don't know about. Here's the way the five receivers were spread out as far as playing time. Devontae Smith, 84% of the snaps. Jalen Reagor, 72%. Quez Watkins, 50% of the snaps. Greg Ward, 36%. And Arthego Whiteside, 14%. And then, of course, you factor in the two tight ends. And, John, I know this is going to drive you nuts. Dallas Goedert, 66% of the snaps. And the two times he got the ball in his hands, he did something with it. That was very impressive running after catch both times. So 66% of the snaps for Dallas Goedert. Zach Ertz, 64%. So you're still, you know, using both tight ends. It does feel to me like, I mean, Goddard has established himself as the better tight end.
This is a shame.
There should be a greater disparity between those two players in playing time.
No question about it. And as I have been harping on, I think Quez Watkins' snaps come at, or lack of, are due to Zach Ertz being on the field. I mean, really, it is like a decision. Do you want Zach out there or do you want Quez out there? And they're opting for Zach. And I'm telling you, Zach, once again, gave us nothing from a blocking perspective. Less than nothing. It's almost like a guarantee his guy is going to be in on the play because he's not going to put the effort in, and he's a terrible blocker to begin with. It looks bad. And this is why it was next to impossible for us to get what we wanted in a trade.
Yeah,
it's
listen,
more of the same. It's like last year. You realize he had one catch for 6 yards.
I know.
So he's in for 64% of the snaps.
64% of the snaps.
And you got one catch for 6 yards, and catching it is all you do. Like, and you're not getting open the way I would hope. One of those plays on the goal line, I think it was the first play on the goal line, he's got Fred Warner covering him. It's almost like he thought, oh, well, I'm not going to get the ball. I mean, this guy's covering me.
So you didn't like the way he ran it?
I didn't. Okay. No, I felt like he gave up on the play. But, hey, maybe I'm judging him too harshly here.
I mean, for what it's worth, the receivers, I'm using all five wide receivers and the two tight ends and the running backs. That's nine different players. Collectively, they only caught 12 passes because there was only 12 completed passes. I mean, Jalen Hurts' stat total, 12 of 23, is pretty gnarly.
Well, think about that. Think about that. That is very concerning.
I mean,
we didn't run many plays, period.
Yeah,
we only had 55 plays on the day.
I know. That's part of it.
And I appreciate that we ran the ball an awful lot. But remember, a lot of these plays are coming in RPO.
Yep.
Like, it is if the defense looks this way, you're going to run it. And I appreciate that we are opting to run the football.
And then there's the Hurts.
We're second in the league in rushing the football. A lot of that is because our quarterback's doing a lot of the running.
Yep.
But we are a more ground-based team. I think we would be better through the air with a faster, more skilled receiver in that spot, in that pivot spot between Zach Ertz and Quez Watkins.
215-592-9494. We'll get to the defense and who the coach has trusted, because believe me, there's a couple of things that stood out there as well. We'll get to that coming up shortly, next segment. Let's talk to Mike right now in Norristown. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right, Mike.
I'm just disappointed, man. They didn't get beat. They beat themselves. They had every opportunity to win that game. You know, I'm trying to be positive about it. Like, I had to take away from we, you know, we're better than people thought, but we should have won that game.
They should have won the game. But I will say,
well,
Mike, I am encouraged. Listen, the Eagles fought yesterday. They played a tough game. Now, they are going to be a lesser team without Brandon Brooks and Brandon Graham. I mean, that's obvious.
Landon Dickerson showed me some cluelessness in pass protection.
Struggles.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But I mean, Mike, I was generally encouraged by how they played. And by the way, Mike, for what it's worth, because I have thought a decent amount about this since the game ended, just for whatever this is worth to you, the Eagles lost the first game in 2000 after the pickle juice game, starting the season 1-0 unexpectedly. They lost week two. In Chip in 2013 with that brilliant performance in Washington opening night, blitzing Washington, shocking the league, so to speak. They lost the next week that time also. Both of those teams made the playoffs. Let's remember the Eagles are still learning how to win. I mean, probably half the team has changed since 2019 when they made the playoffs, because you've had two off seasons since then. Last year they only won four games. I think yesterday is an example that they didn't totally know how to win, and it affected them. And I'm not flipping out about it. I'm frustrated, but I'm trying to have some perspective, because I was generally encouraged with their effort and parts of their performance, primarily the defense.
Yeah, I want to see them, like, when they're on the goal line, I wish they would give it to Maiata.
Well, they're not going to do that.
They should. I mean, he played rugby. The guy's going to score on the goal line.
Yeah, but, Mike, then you got to remember.
But he's also 6'9".
And plus, then you got to put Dillard in there, who's, you know, who's probably not otherwise playing much. And it's just, as good as Maiata, you might think, is as a running back, let's remember, he's also a guy that can clear a hole as a tackle, which is a huge part of getting that ball in to the end zone. I mean, this isn't like the fridge where you're pulling a guy off of defense who otherwise isn't one of your starting offensive linemen. I mean, Maiata is a starting offensive lineman. So let's not act like it's comparable to the fridge, who otherwise wouldn't be in there when the Bears were plunging with fridge back in 85. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we'll get to the defense, the distribution of playing time. There's one thing in particular that really shocked me. We'll hit that and all your phone calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Nothing like the home teams. Nothing like the Birds. Pro football and college football. I go with the home team for sports betting at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Based right here in Pennsylvania, the Parks Sportsbook app is the home team and the only sportsbook app that I recommend. Gridiron action is back and better than ever, and the Parks Casino Sportsbook app gives you the home field advantage. So many different ways to bet. Live in-game betting lets you bet on the game action as it happens. Bet on player performances, halftime scores, rushing yards, who scores first, and so much more. And with Parks, you always enjoy easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. New customers only. Sign up right now. Get a free $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time. No deposit required. Download the app in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA. And then why not check out our baseball team? -210 on the money line, 1.5 home favorites with a pitcher I trust on the mound against Baltimore, maybe the worst team in baseball. The over-under, 8 runs. The website has all the details. This is a limited time offer for new customers only. A free $50 sports bet, no deposit required. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.